The Holy Spirit produces fruit in the believer. Christ calls our attention to the growth of the vegetable world as an illustration of the agency of His Spirit in sustaining spiritual life. The sap of the vine, ascending from the root, is diffused to the branches, producing fruit. So the Holy Spirit, proceeding from the Savior, pervades the soul, renews the motives, and brings even the thoughts into obedience to the will of God, enabling the receiver to bear precious fruit. The exact method by which spiritual life is imparted is beyond human philosophy to explain. Yet the operations of the Spirit are always in harmony with the written Word. As the natural life is not sustained by a direct miracle, but through the use of blessings placed within our reach, so the spiritual life is sustained by the use of means that Providence has supplied. The follower of Christ must eat of the bread of life and drink of the water of salvation, in all things giving heed to the instructions of God in His Word. There is another lesson in the experience of those Jewish converts. When they received baptism at the hand of John, they did not fully comprehend the mission of Jesus as the sin-bearer. But with clearer light, they gladly accepted Christ as their Redeemer, and as they received a purer faith, there was a corresponding change in their life. In token of this change, and as an acknowledgement of their faith in Christ, they were rebaptized in the name of Jesus. Paul continued his work at Ephesus for 3 months and in the synagogue spoke boldly, arguing and pleading about the kingdom of God. As in other fields, he was soon violently opposed. Some were stubborn and disbelieved, speaking evil of the way before the congregation. As they persisted in rejection of the gospel, the apostle ceased to preach in the synagogue. Sufficient evidence had been presented to convince all who honestly desired the truth. But many refused to yield to the most conclusive evidence. Fearing that the believers would be endangered by continued association with these opposers of the truth, Paul gathered the disciples into a distinct body, continuing his public instructions in the school of Tyrannus.